Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 14, we were talking about the differences between chastening, scourging, and judgment. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Friend, when a believer sins, he should judge and confess that sin, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged, 1 Corinthians 11:31 states. And God will forgive. That's what 1 John 1:9 says. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, confession of sin is not just saying, I did it, Lord, forgive me. It's the word confessor has the idea to say the same thing as, God, this is wrong. Take it from me. I don't want to do it again. Please cleanse me. And it's my heart's desire not to do it again, not to even provide for a way to do it again. If you're just saying, God, I don't want the consequences, but the idea is in your mind, you're not going to quit doing it. That's not forgiveness. But if we don't confess and forsake, then the next phase of judgment is the chastening of God. First, he rebukes us. Troubles our conscience, troubles our heart, takes away our peace. And if that doesn't work, then the next phase of judgment is the chastening of God. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Sometimes it's affected through our health, sometimes through our financial situation, sometimes through our home. Various ways God will chasten. The classic passage on believers chastening, of course, we've just read to you. And the conclusion is that it'll bring in you the peaceable fruit of righteousness. The peaceable fruit of righteousness. And that you'll be partakers of his holiness. But if such chastening fails, then the next judgment is scourging. Sometimes that scourging is even physical death. There is a sin unto death. In other words, your body actually dies early. Some in Corinth died before the time that God really had planned to take them home to heaven. It says some slept early. Now, when it talks about death and uses the word sleep, the Bible talks about Christians. And there is a sin unto physical death for the Christian, where God just takes them home. And when you appear before God that way because of unrepentant sin, my friend, you're ashamed before him, not confident, although you're saved, but saved so as by fire. We read in 1 Corinthians 5:5, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of Jesus Christ. So, yes, my friend, there are times when there is chastening of God that allows us to get right with him, and that's his desire, that we might get right and go in the way that he'd have us to go. So we receive chastening. As Christians, we are chastened and sometimes scourged. But these people in our text, they receive judgment, condemnation. But consider the difference by these two passages. First, Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's eternal. Chastening is only temporal. In 1 Corinthians 11:30, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. They were chastened and scourged of God. See, there's a difference between saved and unsaved. Here he's told to thrust in thy sickle. The word thrust has the idea of to send and cut. World religion and world governance has now come to the fool. God is angry with the wicked every day, Psalm 7:11 tells us. Judgment may be thought of as condemnation. In Christ Jesus, for the believer, there is no condemnation, although there are times in this earthly sojourn there is chastening. Not only chastening, but there's also scourging. And so we must always seek to walk with God. Now, verse 16 here stated, and the earth was reaped. Again, Dr. David Sorensen states the word reaped literally means harvested. However, the word also has in it the sense of to cut down and destroy. It's this latter view that is in mind by the context of this passage. And verse 10 lets us know that angels will be used in carrying out some of these judgments. We're also reminded of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. And to you who are troubled, that is, Christians who are persecuted, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember? It's at the end of the tribulation. The angel preached to them. They would not receive it, although they all heard. And now he's taking vengeance on them because they obeyed not the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he goes on to say, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Everlasting means everlasting. There'll be no escape. There'll be no reprieves once man is in this lake of fire. Now we come to the seventh and final vision of chapter 14, as we see the gathering of the grapes of wrath in verses 17 through 20. And I will read all of these verses before we break them down. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs, or 1,600 furlongs. Now, the gathering of these grapes are grapes that are not in the true vine. As a side note, it's interesting to read that there is an angel with power over fire. He doesn't do this work, rather he tells the angel from the temple in heaven to thrust in the sickle to the fully ripe earth in verses 17 and 18. We're reminded that in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 14, that the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the works therein shall be burned up. You know, the word elements has the idea of first steps, the first steps of manner. And what are the first steps of matter? Well, atoms. Now, the atomic theory is a theory of how things are held together. We're told about the proton, the neutrons, and so forth, all that in the middle of the atom, and how they move all around in one spot there, moving every way. And they say, we don't know exactly what holds them together like that, and all that movement, why they don't jump off, go in different directions. And they have a name they give as to the reason it doesn't, but it's only a theory. Well, you and I know the Creator made it that way, and the Creator holds it together. But when you split an atom, there is a very fervent heat. There is a rush of heat. Things melt. Buildings, trees, I mean, things are just leveled and melt. And that's the idea of an atom bomb, you might say, of a nuclear-type explosion. Of course, atom bomb is an old thing now compared to what we have today. However, when you think about it, the elements, the very first step, shall melt with fervent heat. Isn't it interesting that 2,000 years ago, the Bible was talking about what we call an atomic or a nuclear explosion long before it ever happened the first time? And here we are thinking that we're so far ahead of the Bible, and the Bible is way, way, way ahead of us. But it shall melt with fervent heat, and the works that are therein shall be burned up, and it's a way that the Lord will use to cleanse this earth. But that is not only after the tribulation in that passage, it is after the millennium. So this is a testimony to the reserve power of God. Although man thinks he has seen the worst that could be done. Now, you need to understand that the angel of fire, with power over fire, has not unleashed that power as of yet in this tribulation. And that leads me to say this. I believe very strong in the local church because Jesus Christ was the founder. He was the one that ordained it. And it's His will through this age to work through the local church, just like it was through Israel under the Old Covenant. And so I believe that it should be strongly supported, and even more so as we see the day coming. I think we should not only tithe, I think that we should give above a tithe to make sure that we get the word out around this world. As a matter of fact, I think that we should figure out how we can do with less in order to get out more for the Lord's work. But nonetheless, works, church membership, religion, those things don't get you into heaven. They will not save you. Only Jesus. Here's a passage that ought to make everyone examine himself. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.